The Bible says that God is the source of all comfort. Have you ever been comforted by God? Maybe you wonder how that's even possible for God to comfort you. I believe that God will do what he says he will do. And through the prophet Isaiah, God said, "As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you." We can always take God at his word because he is a promise keeper. His promise to comfort us is not only in the Old Testament book of Isaiah, but Jesus himself made a similar promise in the Gospel of Matthew. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." I can testify to the times God has kept his word to comfort me. And I can declare with absolute certainty from my real life experiences that God is merciful and he comforts me. Now, sometimes his comfort comes over me like a supernatural hug from heaven. And other times it comes so naturally that I might not remember that God is always the source of the comfort we receive. Now, you're going to see in the verses that I'm about to read that God is the source of all comfort. I hope that you'll stay with me as I share a story of receiving comfort from God, and I hope my testimony helps you to take note of the times that God has comforted you. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I'm here to empower your tongue with truth. Now, I do that by pulling a declaration out of a scripture that I share with you, and then asking you to repeat that declaration with me. Today, I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 1:3-4 from the New Living Translation. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. Our declaration is drawn quite clearly from those verses. God is merciful and he comforts me. Now, you know that I believe that words have power. So I ask you to declare that morsel of truth with me right now. God is merciful and he comforts me. Sometimes God works a crazy miracle to comfort us. Now, I've seen him do it more than once. Usually, though, God engages other people to administer his comfort. This month, my family would have gathered to celebrate the milestone of my mom's 90th birthday, but she'll be celebrating in heaven again this year. Losing my mom was very hard on me, and even though she's been in heaven now for nearly 5 years, I still miss her. And this month, I'm thinking of her more than usual because she would have been 90 on September 12th. That would have been quite a celebration. The last time that my family gathered in her honor was at her celebration of life, and that is where God worked a series of little miracles for the sole purpose of bringing me comfort. And by miracle, I don't mean something crazy spectacular happened. God comforts us in different ways. Naturally, through everyday circumstances, and supernaturally, through divine providence. Because I can testify to the many times God has comforted me, I trust him to ease the excruciating pain of grief and loss and heartache. And I hope that my story helps you trust God to comfort you. I want you to be able to believe and speak the truth that I read earlier from 2 Corinthians. God is merciful and he comforts me. When my sister and I met with our mom's pastor to plan the funeral, we learned some disheartening news. The pastor told us that they didn't allow flowers in the church. What church doesn't allow flowers in the sanctuary for a funeral? My sister and I were shocked. We told him that even though we had asked people to donate to certain charities in lieu of flowers, we knew that some were delivering bouquets to the church. The pastor said that they'd be placed in the fellowship hall for the reception, but would not be allowed into the sanctuary. He said the Bible would be the focus so that nothing would distract from the Word of God. When a dear friend asked me later that day how the meeting with the pastor went, I told her, on the verge of tears, that my mom not only loved flowers, but that she had maintained a beautiful flower garden throughout my childhood and beyond. The thought of not having flowers devastated me. But my friend reminded me of the pictures that we'd seen recently of my mom's wedding day. She didn't carry a bouquet of flowers when she walked down the aisle and exchanged vows with my dad. My mom carried a Bible dressed in ribbons and lace. My friend said the Bible was her focus, with nothing to distract from the Word of God. In that moment, I felt such peace. Yes, my mom loved flowers, but she loved the Word of God even more. Was God the source of that comfort, even though it came through the words of a friend? Absolutely. 2 Corinthians 1:3 says He is the source of all comfort. And the first point I want to make for you is this: God comforts through naturally occurring circumstances. Before I share my second point, I invite you to click or tap like if you're enjoying this, and also please subscribe and don't forget the notification bell. I am passionate about sharing messages that encourage hearts and build faith, and your engagement helps me to reach more people, so thank you so much. I believe in the supernatural. I don't believe in coincidence. I believe in God's perfectly timed providence. And that's why I know that He's the one who caused a little miracle just for me minutes before my mom's memorial service started. Which leads me to my second point. God comforts through providentially timed intervention. My son Scott planned to read a favorite portion of scripture at the memorial, and he wanted to read from his grandma's Bible. Not the Bible that she carried on her wedding day, but one that she'd been reading daily for many years. Now, I walked into the sanctuary without Bible, pulling church bulletins and other papers from inside the front and back covers, and I tucked them into my purse to look through later. I was just about to hand Mom's Bible to Scott when I felt prompted to flip through all the pages to see if I'd missed any other papers that were hidden inside. I found a 3x5 card with these words written in Mom's handwriting. For me, true contentment on earth means asking less of this life because more is coming in the next. She'd referenced the page number in a book about heaven that she'd given me shortly after the death of Scott's brother, my little Sam. I had no idea that Mom had a copy of that same book, let alone that she'd written down a treasured morsel and stashed it between the pages of her Bible. In that moment, tell you what, I felt a hug from heaven, a peace washed over me as I stood in that sanctuary preparing for a funeral. My mom stood in the presence of God, experiencing that more of heaven that she'd written about. I felt such peace as I looked up from that little card and saw that the front of the sanctuary was decorated with gorgeous poinsettias. There were flowers in the church. The church allowed flowers, I came to find out, twice a year. Lilies at Easter and poinsettias at Christmas. My mom died the day after her favorite holiday. Her love language was gifts, and no one gave gifts like my mom at Christmas, except God. What a gift He gave me that day when I saw flowers at the funeral. I couldn't believe the church was decorated with flowers. God will do what He says He will do. And He said in Isaiah 66:13, as a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. God showed up unmistakably for me that day with a glorious display of flowers in my dad's favorite color, in my mom's favorite holiday season. He comforted me with a peace that surpasses human understanding, and I know, my friend, that He will do the same for you. God will do what He says He will do. And in Psalm 34:18, it says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." I hope and pray that you notice the presence of God when your heart is broken. He is at work in your life, even when you don't see His hand. Sometimes God comforts through naturally occurring circumstances, like He did through my friend who reminded me of Mom's Bible bouquet on her wedding day. Other times, God comforts us in surprising, supernatural ways, like He did with the poinsettias and the little note card that was tucked into my mom's Bible. I can testify to the fact that God comforts through providentially timed intervention. Either way, you can be sure that He is with you to comfort you, my friend. 2 Corinthians 1:4 tells us why, so that you will be able to give others the same comfort that God has given you. I sincerely hope that I have brought you comfort today, and I hope that you can be a comfort to someone else. Let's pray. Thank you, God, that you are faithful to keep your word. You are a promise keeper, and you promised that you would comfort us. And so, God, I pray that you would comfort anyone listening right now who's hurting. Lord God, whether you do it supernaturally in an amazing way, like maybe they turn on the radio and just the right song comes on, or maybe they run into a friend who says just the right thing, Lord. They get a card in the mail, Lord, that would encourage their hearts. And Lord, that they would recognize that's from you, because you are the source of all comfort. And Lord God, I pray that you would bring comfort even now according to your word, and in the mighty name of Jesus, amen. I want to thank you for joining me for Believe and Speak. And as always, I invite you to leave me a comment. I love to hear from you. Would you share with me how maybe God has either naturally or supernaturally comforted you? I also invite you to like and subscribe if you haven't already, and don't forget to click or tap that bell for notifications. A great video to watch next, especially if you're grieving, is called 3 Ways to Refresh Your Soul When Hope Has Dried Up. I would appreciate it if you'd share this with a friend, maybe someone that you would like to bring a little comfort to. Your tongue has power. Use it for good.